tell us a little bit about the history behind this museum.
Well, we've been open for just a little over 2 years. It was the brainchild of a local family here who knew that Winterset was already a great tourist attraction and wanted to add another avenue that people might like to visit Winterset.
This looks like a nicely refurbished building. How did it get established?
It was a great building. It was a JCPenney's for many years, had been a couple of things since then. And when the committee was put together, was looking for a place, this building happened to be for sale. It seemed like a great location because of the high ceilings, the open floor plan. So the building was purchased, about $400,000 of renovations. And here we are with a top-notch quilt museum.
And who's behind all this?
We have a board of directors. Marianne Fons is our president, and we also have local members on our board, and it started all as a local project. We have some other folks on our board now who are not from Winterset, but it all started right here in Winterset.
Tell everyone who Marianne Fons is.
She's the founder of Fons and Porter's Love of Quilting, which is a company started by herself and Liz Porter. Started right here in Winterset, became an international sensation in the quilt industry.
You have an amazing exhibit right now running through mid-October, so tell us about your current show.
Absolutely. This is the Iowa State Fair. We have quilts on display that are former winners of Blue Ribbons, former years at the Iowa State Fair. So we have everything from whole cloth quilts to applique, piecing. We have a really great variety in this exhibit and some quilts with some really fantastic stories. All of them Blue Ribbons at our very own Iowa State Fair.
So the quilt exhibit curator was Virginia Bergen, and she just chose from photographs. So tell us a little bit about it.
We have about 25 to 30 quilts in the actual exhibit. We received submissions, probably close to 75 or 100 submissions. Some people submitted up to 10 quilts. So we have some really prolific Blue Ribbon winners in the state, of course. And this is a different type of exhibit where we choose from photographs. That's not something we do very often, which makes it a bit of a challenge, but it's exciting to really be able to showcase the work of Iowa quilters specifically.
Now, you mentioned that the quilts have an interesting story. What are some of your favorite stories with these quilts?
Oh, gosh. There's one quilt here who the woman won Best of Show 2 years in a row on the very first and second quilt she had ever made of this style. So she entered it 1 year, won Best of Show, thought it was a fluke, so she did it again the next year and won Best of Show again. So it was not a fluke.
So what's the oldest quilt in the exhibit?
1986 is the oldest one in this exhibit, and so at that time at the State Fair, the quilts were still on display underneath the grandstand, and most people probably didn't even go to the quilt exhibit at that point in time because it's not nearly as prominent as it is now at the Varied Industries Building.
So why is quilting such an important part of America and Iowa history?
You know, it's been such an important part of history because it's something that can be passed down from family to family. It has, you know, American roots, although it has some international influences, of course. But it's something that women have been able to get together and do. And, you know, it's not dependent upon technology, although it has changed with technology. So it's just been around for about as long as you can say fabric has been around.
So are these quilts made by hand or are these quilts machine made?
Combination of both. The people's choice right now is our Baltimore album quilt that's on display, and it is entirely handmade, hand-pieced, hand-appliqued, hand-quilted, and it took her almost 2 years of working on it daily to finish it. We also have a quilt that is a fabulous example of machine quilting, and so we have everything in between.
When you're making a quilt, it seems like there's a lot of math involved.
There can be, depending on the pattern, a lot of geography. There's also a lot of design, thinking about color placement and technical aspects like that. But you can also make something pretty simple. The quilt I just made was long strips of fabric, so there wasn't too much math in that one.
Do people come and give you quilts to keep for posterity?
We are not a collecting museum. We do have offers of quilts quite often, but we don't have facilities for collection or preservation at this point in time. So we only display quilts. We put together an exhibit, we display, and then we take them down at the end of 3 months and do something different.
So is there a place that you can take heirloom quilts that you would like to have preserved?
Unfortunately, there's more quilts in the world that want to be preserved than there are places to donate them. There are some places. The Historical Museum of Iowa has a quilt collection. Lots of local historical museums, you know, like the Madison County, for example, have a collection of quilts, especially if you know that they were made by a person in Madison County. But it is a little bit hard these days to find a place that will accept a donation of a quilt, unless it's a really spectacular example of one type or another.
Or maybe has an interesting story.
If you know the history of a quilt, its provenance, where it came from, when it was made, that kind of thing, that makes it much more interesting for a museum to acquire into their collection.
What about if people have quilts that need some attention, like spotting and that sort of thing?
That's also tricky. There are fewer people in the world right now who are doing quilt care and restoration, and it's fairly expensive. If you have an old quilt, the best thing is probably just to leave it as it is. Sometimes trying to care for it or trying to do things with it can actually increase the damage. So it's probably best to just love it as it is and enjoy it while it lasts.
September is going to be a busy month for the Iowa Quilt Museum. Tell us about some of your events.
We have some great things planned in September. The Quilting Company is hosting a retreat here in Winterset, and as part of that, we have two great events that are open to the public. On Thursday, September 13th, is Ask Me Anything, which will feature Marianne Fons, Victoria Finley-Wolf, who's an internationally renowned modern quilter, and Paula Nadelstern, who is also from the Fons and Porter Company. And so they'll be doing a panel discussion where you can literally ask them anything. The next day, we will welcome Lindsay McCray of Iowa City to do a trunk show with her feed sack fabrics. We're going to do some yoga here at the Iowa Quilt Museum, and we're doing a screening of a documentary called Pieced Together, which is about the Barn Quilt Trail in Adams County, Ohio. That's on September 25th, a Tuesday. And then September 29th, the Saturday, we will welcome Jerry Parkin, who is an Iowa State Fair board member, and Dorothy Fadley, who is the superintendent of fabrics and threads at the fair, to come talk to us about the fair and about this exhibit.
What is your favorite quilt in this exhibit?
Oh, it changes depending on my mood and the day, but I'm looking at one right now that has beautiful, huge jewel-tone flowers, and it even has sparkles in it, and that one catches my eye nearly every day. I love the big, bold colors in it.
Following the Blue Ribbon Quilts of the Iowa State Fair through October 14th, tell us about your next exhibit opening.
Waste Not, Want Not is the name of the next exhibit, and so it will feature quilts that are specifically made of scrap piecing and scrap fabrics and quilts with tiny pieces. Waste Not, Want Not is a big kind of mantra in the quilting world, and so that'll have some really fun examples, probably some modern, but also a lot of antique quilts in that one as well.
And when does that start?
That will open on October 16th, which is a Tuesday, and it'll be here through the end of January of 2019.
So how can folks get more details and information about the Quilting Museum?
We have a website, iowaquiltmuseum.org, and of course you can like us and follow us on Facebook. If you go to our website, you can also sign up to join our mailing list, and I send out occasional updates.
So do you give patterns and things that people can try at home on their own?
We leave that to the quilt shop down the street. We focus more on the history and the enjoyment of seeing the quilts.
What is the history? How did quilts get started?
Ooh, I don't know if I can answer that. It's one of those things that has just come about as history has gone on. You can't really pinpoint it to one spot or person who created it. It has evolved as many art forms do. In America, we can trace it all the way back to easily pre-Civil War time. And there's a lot of course, European influences in the different styles, as there are so many times.
You mentioned women and quilts, but what about guys? Do men make quilts as well?
Oh, absolutely. Not as prolifically as women, but in 2020, we will have an exhibit called Man Made, and we'll have an entire exhibit featuring just quilts made by men, and it will be curated by Tony Jacobson, who is the manager at our quilt shop and a board member here at the Iowa Quilt Museum, and a very fine quilter himself.
If you'd like to learn more about the Iowa Quilt Museum, go to our website as well at iowapublicradio.org, and you can hear more from Megan about this exciting topic. And thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase interview goes to IPR's Chris Fenton and Lexi Hahn. And a great big thank you to Iowa's Quilt Museum Director, Megan Barrett. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for coming. I'm glad you could visit.